Let's have a chat with Zorba. I'd love to get his thoughts on the Billy Slater incident. Always forthright. We speak to him every Sunday. He's on the line. G'day, Zorb.
Morning, Jimmy. Morning, Ray.
Morning, Pete.
Yeah, it's sensational, isn't it? Only in rugby league, the purifying of the game is actually slowly killing the game. A shoulder charge to save a try, which would have been applauded 5 years ago, 6 years ago, can now rob the greatest fullback perhaps of all time an opportunity of finishing his great career in Sunday's grand final. I mean, what a gross, overinflated penalty facing Billy Slater. The shoulder didn't collide with the head of the Cronulla winger, Fecky, and a penalty was suffice. He wasn't put on report. The charge and the subsequent penalty is the should have been the end of the issue. But no, Slater will be treated with disdain if he is suspended. He won't be allowed on the field to congratulate or commiserate with his teammates. And that happened a few years ago to Isaac Luke in 2014. I can't understand that ruling.
Ooh, I don't know whether that's the case, Zorb. I can distinctly remember vision of Isaac Luke on the field.
Well, the reports are that you're not allowed to celebrate and be part of the grand final celebrations.
Strange. Hey, Zorb.
So I hope I'm wrong on that, but if it's true, it's disgusting, and it should be just overturned
hopefully
by
it's not
the
true.
Hierarchy of the game.
Yeah, hopefully it's not true. Zorb, can I take you back? I did ask Jimmy this earlier. Is there enough grey area in this shoulder charge of Billy Slater's to potentially get him off at the judiciary?
Well, it's going to take some. It's going to take some clever work from Nick Gabar, who is going to represent him, terrific bloke, Nick, and he was anointed into this position by the former gun lawyer, Jeff Bellew, who used to represent all of the clubs and do such a good job. Of course, now he's a High Court Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Australia, so he no longer does that, but Nick's got his job cut out, I think, on what we've seen. It looks, if the shoulder charge is what they're saying it is, then he's not going to get off, is he? It's a shame. I mean, I think everybody in rugby league wants to see Billy Slater get his just dues and play in the grand final. But the rules, as they've got them, and as I said earlier, trying to make the game super clean, I think has come up with issues like this, which I don't think the game needs.
Well, this is a alternate viewpoint. This is via Twitter. And to be honest, this is the way that I'm tending, Zorb. And, you know, everyone wants to see Billy Slater play and all that. However, this is what Frank says. So what you're saying is it's okay to use an illegal tackle as long as you are loved by kids. That's exactly why the NRL is a joke. That's from Frank. It's a shoulder charge, Zorb. It's a shoulder charge. But it's not the shoulder charge that the shoulder charge ban was brought in to ban.
The shoulder charge was brought in to stop players getting injured with shoulder charges to the head. Now, shoulder charges go on every time there's a kickoff in the game. Why are you allowed to do a shoulder charge legitimately when you've got possession of the football? You're still using your shoulder. Now, Billy Slater didn't have his arms involved in that tackle, I know, but he came across, he took the winger into touch, and that was the only way you could prevent a try. Now, why are you allowed to shoulder charge and do just as much, if not more damage, when you've got the ball from the kickoff charging into the defence? You can use your shoulder, but the guy tackling can't. It's a joke.
I see your point, but it's a separate issue. I see your point. Now, let's get on to something a little less controversial. Who's going to be the referees? Who's going to be the referee? And I'd love to know your thoughts of the refereeing on Friday night, because I have my own thoughts on it.
Well, I think this. Klein and G are a better combination. They referee together as a team. The game seems to flow better, and they complement one another. Whereas the Sutton-Cummings combination is really Gerard Sutton doing his own thing and Cummings coming along for the ride. It doesn't appear a free-flowing, happy. It looks an uneasy combination to me. I've got no doubt that Gerard Sutton and Cummings will get it, but I think Klein and G should get it.
I had massive misgivings of the refereeing performance of Jared Sutton in the first 30 minutes
you
of Friday
happy,
night when that game was to be decided. And basically it was decided at halftime. You don't run down the Melbourne Storm 20 points in front.
And was it 5-2 the penalties early?
Oh, but it's not only the penalties, Zorb, and
it's
you'll appreciate that. It's when you get them and where you get them.
Yeah.
And it's the flow. He doesn't have a feel for the game.
There's no flow.
No.
And it's not, it's panic refereeing. He doesn't appear to want to pull the Melbourne Storm up for issues that really should be. And the wrestling and the stacking of the players, 1, 2, 3, peeling off, just the slowing up of the play the ball, I thought it made it a spectacle. And you're right, that game was over at half time. I'm not blaming him for that scoreline, but I'm just saying that he just appears to be uncomfortable refereeing the Storm.
Mm. Just back to last night's game, Zorba's Jake Friend got anything to worry about?
Well, his hand was in between the legs of the player that he lifted, Greg Inglis. Having said that, I wouldn't like to see him put out of the game either for that. Greg is often involved in tackles like that. He tries to stand for as long as he can and then hit the deck and get a quick play the ball. And I think he was a little bit to blame in that. I don't think there'll be too much with that. But, of course, they've got to worry about Cooper Cronk now. And will he be able to play? And if he does play, will he have to play like he played in the second half? You couldn't imagine that injury getting better inside a week. But what a tough customer he is. And he showed great courage to stay out there. I don't think that South Sydney targeted him enough in defence, as they should have. They should have been going at him 1, 2, 3 times in every set for the first 20 minutes of that second half. They had shots of the dressing room work that was done on Cooper Cronk at halftime. That would have been reported to their coach, Anthony Seibold. And I just don't think they made the most of a situation that they should have. And I don't think they took enough easy shots at goal. It should have been 8-all. And in a tight game, you don't know what would have happened there. But as it turned out, the Roosters' defence was just simply outstanding. And we've got 1 versus 2 in the grand final. Maybe no Slater for the Storm. Maybe no Cronk for the Roosters. And the Roosters tackled their way into the big one. Their defence is great. It'll be an intriguing build-up to the big game. And the Roosters will certainly welcome Latrell Mitchell and Dylan Napa back. They couldn't kick a goal last night.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Storm have shown this season they can win games without Billy Slater. And the Roosters have great depth. And I don't care who they play. If Cronk doesn't play, I still think they're a chance. I think they can cover him. I was very impressed with Luke Keary last night. He controlled that game in the second half.
Yep.
He stepped up to the mark and did a great job. And a couple of mentions for the Roosters, the people that don't get mentions. I thought Blake Ferguson was just outstanding last night.
Yep.
He's had an outstanding season. He scored the try that really gave them the impetus to go on with it. He's running. You know that when the ball's kicked deep into the Roosters' territory, that invariably it's going to be Tupu taking the first tackle, and then it's going to be Ferguson, and he's virtually saying, "Here I come, stop me if you can." And most times he's making 10, 15 metres. He's having a great season, and he should be a fantastic buy for Parramatta. The other person that deserves a lot of kudos is Craig Fitzgibbon, their former champion player, former St George Illawarra and Roosters star. He's done a great job. I understand that he is organising the defence along with the head coach, but he's got plenty to say with it. And I think having someone like him has done so much for that club, guiding them in defence, is part of the reason why they're so hungry in the tackling caper.
163 running metres for Blake Ferguson, which is down on his season average, but as
still
the great front rower Bruce Sinclair said the other day, he's the Roosters' best front rower at the moment. Allianz Stadium, Zorb, I think it was the 1995 grand final. Was it Manly up against the Bulldogs, and you and Hollywood put tape down the middle of the commentary box because never the twain shall meet. Some great memories in front of it over 30 years, but to get the biggest crowd ever last night was something special.
Yeah, and in that grand final you spoke about in 1995, I got a bit cranky when they scored off a forward pass and I poured some water over him. He poured some over me, back over me, and eventually, well, the crowd stood up and were looking into the box, and the police came in, and Hollywood told them to get out and find a thief or something. But it was great memories there. I together with a great late Norman May, goal for Australia, headed up the TV, radio, and print media campaign for the SCG Trust for gold memberships. They were selling those at the Sydney Football Stadium. That was an absolute privilege. And the 1989 Grand Final, sensational. First titles to Canberra, Brisbane, Penrith, Newcastle at the ground. Great memories and wonderful to see a record crowd, 44,380 last night. That was wonderful to see. And, certainly some good memories there.
Hey, Zorb, Tanya just said she was the referee that day between you and Hollywood in that 95 Grand Final. I had to keep you, as your producer, had to keep you apart.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. My old mate, I spoke to him, he's holidaying up on the far north Queensland coast now, up around Cairns. So he'll be back for the Grand Final.
The powers that be listen to the program. Great to see Casey Badger get yes. in the middle of the field.
Well
not
done,
the, not the lead referee, but the assist referee in the NRLW yesterday, and as always, did a good job.
Yeah, she did a great job. Well, I hope the powers to be listen on this issue on Billy Slater, because I really think that we need to look at, and if we've got to change the rules, can't happen this year, but I think we should look at that. To me, that was a fullback doing what he can to prevent a try, and how can we applaud something like that 5 years ago and not applaud it now? That stumps me completely. And just on it, has there ever been a year when so many absolute champions are finishing their careers? We've been prepared all season for 2018 to be Jonathan Thurston's last season.
Yeah.
On Friday night, Luke Lewis finished his wonderful career, and Billy Slater may have pulled the boots on for the last time. And I mean, there's three players there. There's others, of course, not in that ilk, but those three have played, you know, heading towards 1,000 games between them in the NRL. It's now being floated that if the Storm win next Sunday, it could be Cameron Smith's last game. He isn't contracted for next season. So plenty going to be happening this week in the lead up to the Grand Final. It'll be a wonderful spectacle. I don't know which way to go on this one. It'll happen. We'll know probably on Wednesday the fate of, we'll know Tuesday night on Billy Slater, but we'll probably know somewhere in the week about Cooper Cronk. I think he will play.
Yeah.
They bought him to win a comp, and he was still leading them last night, even though he couldn't do all that much.
Yeah, that's what they bought him for, and that's what he's got to do. I'm pretty sure he will be on the field next Sunday. Zorb, we'll get your tip next week. I know you like to have a look at the sides and see how their week's been and so forth, and we'll be better placed to know whether Billy's playing, whether Cooper's playing, whether Jake's playing. Enjoy your Sunday, and we'll speak again next week.
Look forward to it. Biggest week of the year.